Can't say I'm surprised to be here with you. I can think of worse company. Listen, we're not abducted, we're just going according to plan. You can breathe here. That's more than a lot of the places we could be stranded have to say about things. No gas mask needed. And I, for one, don't mind the smell. It smells almost like a rustic living room. An old abandoned mansion without any asbestos or contaminants, no black mold. So I'd say it's pretty good. In a twisted sort of way, kind of reminds me of HQ. What about you, baby? Are you too busy smelling me since you're all snuggled up to me? Not complaining. If anything, I like you when you're needy. Clingy. Oh, hell yeah. Now you look at me, and you tell me what you want to do to pass the time, since we're basically waiting for evac here. Well, we got the bad guys, got what we needed from. Another piece of the Watchmen series. Can't believe we're even looking for this in the first place, but look, I get it. You probably don't care about all that. You probably don't even know why we're getting them, and half of me would agree with you. The whole bullshit with it. Yeah, they're just like a big... Look, the thing in the sky, and I don't know how it works. Am I about to pretend that I do? Look, I'm better at dealing with things I can touch and feel, not articles of objects that do things that, you know what, I get it. Rudo's the expert on that, right? Rudo and Amo, leave it to them. What about you, honey? How are you feeling? Don't tell me you've taken a liking to those stinky things. Maybe it's your calling. Maybe you're just as bad off as the other ones. But I won't let you get in danger like that. We take care of our own. That doesn't mean that they're on the same level as you. Darling. What the hell? You can't be serious right now. You think I'd let anyone be on your level? Come on now. You know me. And I don't know when to stop. Even right now, having nasty thoughts of you. Gotta keep my perverted old man mind in check, right? I still can't believe those bastards called me old. I'm not. I'm in my prime right now. And so are you, baby. They're just jealous of our mature form. I feel like someone's getting offended by this. Because honestly, the only thing I've ever felt is want for something. Something I found in you. And honestly, after all the complaints I'm trying to get under my skin, you're about the only one who doesn't. You push my buttons, baby, but in a good way. What? I can dish it out and take it. The only difference is, I don't like when people try and do that low blow bullshit. Come here. See? Not half bad. You're always so kissy after I say something wild. Is that your way of drawing me out? Baiting me? Or maybe I could be fooled, but maybe you like kissing me. That add something. I like kissing you too. If I didn't, I wouldn't. Ain't that simple enough? If I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't. And there's no one I'd rather be with alone in a place like this than you. It's an excuse to finally get some time by ourselves. Honestly, I know this place. This old place. It's seen some love in the years. That's why it's still all cozy-like. And even if we're technically trapped, we got friends on the way. Might as well enjoy the few hours we get all to ourselves, right? That's right. I'll be as pervy as I want if it gets me you. And what's the matter with that? Anything wrong with wanting my baby? We're technically dating, right? Something like that. The only difference is I just thought that if nothing else, I could get some more intimate times with you. Everyone gets in the way of that. Maybe there's too much emphasis put on it, but fuck it. I like touching you, and that's not going to change anytime soon. And we gotta put these old sheets to use. Otherwise, it'd be criminal, right? I was thinking about who lived here before, and now I'm just thinking about how sexy you look pinned down on these bed sheets, right under me. There's something good about messy, dirty, down, and fucking horrendous sex with someone you really love. And what's wrong with that? Baby, I'm not stopping. I'm only getting started. Feisty girl. I guess you got some bite back. Don't let me stop you. You don't need to look at me like that. I mean, come on. After everything we've been through, I just have the most innocent intentions. Especially when I grab you by your ass. Clearly, you've just misunderstood me, and it wounds me that you would think I'm doing this for lecherous reasons. That's right. The most innocent ones in the world. An innocent desire to touch you. To be touched by you, too. It's as innocent as can be. I can use that excuse, right? Now, come on. You know you like it. Or you wouldn't be touching me back so much. Liar. You always were good at playing coy with things. Well, if you're not interested, why are your hands in my pants? Just a natural response? Hey, I'm not gonna judge, but that's quite the natural response you've got there. Just like this natural response. Wow. I can't believe you're this wet already. Well, I can believe it, but subverting that just makes it more intense. More excuse to make love to you. That actually means something, right? Oh yeah. Your body was made for this, baby. God, you're hot. You've been putting away and putting aside how cute you are. I never could get enough of this side to you. That's basically how we met. Shit. You like that? Touching you, rubbing on you. That's just part of the fun. The honest day, right? Come on now. Come on now. You can't be giving me all that. You're gonna spoil me. I never said you had to stop. But damn. Grabbing me by my dick so up front, you'll make a man blush. Shit. Feeling it. I wonder, you're just an expert making me feel all kinds of things. Something about the fact of you leading my dick right to your cute little cunt and rubbing all over it. Yeah, I can't get enough. Keep doing that sexy shit, baby. No, that feels so good. Fuck. Got me on the edge. Was that the goal? Of course it was, right? Keep on rocking those hips. Yeah. Now you're teasing me. Teasing the head of my cock like that. Okay. I can get behind that. Tease away, Your Majesty. Okay, come so easy. This is what I would have said maybe 5 minutes ago, but fuck. You know how to keep me enticed. Shit. Not good, Tim Robin. Shit. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Whose fault is that? Coming. I'm coming. You look pretty proud of yourself there. You did make me come like fuck. But damn, you didn't think that was over. You had the audacity to only go down and up. to wrap around the head of my cock. You could take a little more than that. Were you getting off to my pleasure there? Well, I think it's time I return the favor. You like that? Yeah. See, when you can't control things, you have this cute expression. Yeah, that one right there. You get a little bit flustered when I can poke and prod your insides, rearrange them a little. Ain't that right? Come on now. You know you love it. Fuck. You're tight twitching around me like that. And all because I bottomed out so innocently inside you. Who's the pervert now, sweetheart? You still say it's me? Well, I gotta live up to those expectations, so... don't mind if I do. Fucking you like we're animals, yeah? I never did mind that side. Might as well make good use of it, right? Fuck. You feel so good. You gonna come for me? Yeah? Yeah? Of course you are. Guess you're my good girl, right? Oh, shit. Take it. Take it all, baby. Yeah, I'm on the edge. Whose fault is... Shit. You feel really good. That's right. Compliments well deserved. And really, bottoming out inside of you is such a fucking feeling. You think I don't like every second of it? Love it? You got another thing coming there, sweetheart. I'm holding you like this, yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I live for, baby. That's what I need for. More of. Fuck yes. You like that? Of course you do. A lot better to make sweeter love than I did before. like that, I don't think I'd stop there. Shit. We're almost there. Damn it. As much as I'd like to be a showboat and claim you in front of anybody, I don't know that our friends wouldn't be traumatized seeing the, you know, business and pleasure mixing. Look, we might lose our jobs for that. I mean, if you're willing to, I am, but... Kinda thought you'd have that expression, too. It's just as cute as I imagined it. Shit. I really bagged a pot of gold, huh? You at the end of the rainbow for me? Because I feel like I hit the jackpot for sure. Yes, it ain't just like that. I want to burn this moment in my memory a little. How about that?